Welcome back to English at Work. Last time we heard Anna pitching her new plastic aubergine idea to Paul in a lift. He was on his way to a biscuit lovers convention and didn't have much time. She gave the perfect elevator pitch, but it's down to Paul to give her idea the go-ahead. The problem is, he seems to have gone missing.
Denise, isn't Paul supposed to be here today?
Yes, he went to that biscuit lovers convention yesterday, but he said he'd be back today.
Maybe he's eloped with a pack of custard creams, eh?
Very funny, Tom. I'll give him a call now. Oh, that might be him. Hello, Tip Top Trading. Oh, hello, Paul. Everything okay? Oh, no! Oh, no!
What, Denise? What's he saying?
He choked on a biscuit at the convention, and he's in hospital. Yes, Paul, that was Tom. You want to speak to Anna? I'll just get her. Get better soon, Paul. Anna! Anna! It's Paul on the phone. He wants to speak to you. Sounds important.
Me? All right. Can you transfer the call, please? Hello, Paul. Are you okay?
Not really. Damn Garibaldi biscuit got wedged in my throat. Ended up banging my head on a table trying to get it out.
Oh, dear. So you're not coming to work today?
I'm afraid not. I need to rest for a few days. So I was wondering... In fact, I'm asking you, could you act up?
I've told you before, Paul, I can't act or even sing.
No, no, Anna. Act up. I mean, do my job for a bit. Be the boss. Just for a day or two.
Me? Be the boss?
What?
It's quite easy, really. Just check my diary and you'll see what needs doing. And if you have any problems, just ask Denise. Thanks, Anna.
That's great, Anna. You've got all the skills to do Paul's job, maybe even more. But you need to take charge and show who's boss.
Oh, right. But what should I say?
Well, don't be too bossy. But you could say, if anyone has any issues about their work, please come and speak to me. Or, I would like to have a meeting to discuss our work. Or, if there's anything you want to ask, my door is always open. That makes you sound like a very approachable boss. Good luck!
Thanks. Right, everyone. As you know, Paul has put me in charge for a while.
I'm not being funny, Anna, but why you? I mean, I've been here the longest.
Tom, if you have any issues about your work, please come and speak to me.
Oh, right. I will then.
Anna, congratulations on your promotion. I just wondered, now you're in charge, could I do a little less admin and a bit more selling?
Let's see, Denise. I'd like to have a meeting soon to discuss all our work, so we can talk about it then, okay?
Oh, yes. Thanks, Anna.
Right then, it's business as usual. And if there's anything you want to ask, my door is always open. Right, back to work. And Tom, could I have a word in my office now, please?
Excellent work, Anna. You're sounding like the boss already. Just don't start eating biscuits. Being in charge means being firm but fair and keeping your cool. Here's a reminder of some of the phrases Anna used.
If anyone has any issues about their work, please come and speak to me. I would like to have a meeting to discuss our work. If there is anything you want to ask, my door is always open. Take a seat, Tom. Could you please close the door?
I thought your door was always open.
Not this time. I need to speak to you about this message in Paul's diary.
Oh, right, I see. You need my help. What does it say?
It's for 2 days' time, and it says, Socrates, IPC, final.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound good.
Oh, dear. What could that mean? Could there be trouble ahead? Join us again soon to find out. Bye!